What a voice, man. What a style. You are listening to Welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Welcome back, everybody. And, you know, when we were speaking just a few minutes ago, Mike was sharing with us how he came across Ms. Lauren Metje. And one of the things you said is you heard her play, and that first note, you knew you had to keep her. Something else happened, and you said, oh, yeah, we got to get this lady.
Oh, well, she, at that point, I asked her to join the band, and we were doing concerts, and, you know, it came upon us that, at one of the jams, I believe, that we were going to, you know, that Lauren was going to sing a song, and I was, you know, and, you know, I hate to even say this on the radio, but I have to do it. You know, generally, I really don't love, like, traditional jazz vocalists.
Okay.
You know, I like, yeah, I'm sorry. But, you know, hey, what are you going to do? You know, I like Bobby McFerrin. I like Sarah Vaughan. I like, you know, Al Jarreau. You know, Eva Cassidy. And people that are kind of outside the box, not doing the same old stuff over and over again the same exact way. Mm-hmm. So, you know, so when somebody's like, oh, yeah, this is a jazz, this vocalist is going to sing, it doesn't excite me too much because I'm expecting the typical event. So we were at a jam session and, you know, it came up that, you know, Lauren was going to sing a song, and I was like, well, oh, okay, let her sing. You know, we'll get this over with and hopefully have something to eat afterwards. And, you know, we called Bye Bye Blackbird, and she, as soon as she started to sing, it knocked me over. I was blown away. Because she's outside the box. She's not, you know, it's a pure, you know, event. It's not typical. So I was really, really blown away, and I was like, oh, my goodness. Now, you know, after hearing her voice, and, you know, this happens pretty much on any instrument that I get involved with, it changes the direction. It influences what I'm going to arrange and what music we're going to play. Yeah. So as soon as I heard that, I was like, okay, well, we're going to have to definitely make a right turn now. You know, we need to nurture this voice because it's something really special, which, I mean, we're in the studio right now. We've been in the studio for like 2 weeks. We have a bunch of stuff we brought in today that hopefully we could share with the listeners that we're mixing for our CDs. We got two CDs on the board right now. But why don't we play Bye Bye Blackbird?
I'd love to hear it.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Do it?
Y'all ready?
All right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Bye Bye Blackbird.
Sugar sweet and so is he. Bye bye blackbird. No one here can love or understand me. Oh, what hard luck stories they all hand me. Pack my bag and like the light, I'm arriving late tonight. Blackbird, 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 bye bye.
Beautiful. Lauren, how did you develop your style?
Funny, I never thought of myself as a vocalist really at all until recently, I guess. I developed my style really on the saxophone, I think. And so melodically, you know, I've always thought of everything in terms of, you know, not lyrics or anything like that, but just the sounds of the notes. So for me, I always really mostly enjoyed singers who were sort of instrumental in their approach. Like Billie Holiday is one that is kind of first on my list for that reason. So, you know, I think I'm still really very much developing it.
Okay.
And I've been doing more singing recently than I really ever have with this band, which is really great. But, you know, I still feel like I'm just changing and developing and hopefully improving all the time.
And I guess that's one of the things that keeps it so fresh, so interesting for the musicians, the vocalists, when you're steadily evolving, steadily changing, just steadily growing.
Well, you know, as a musician, if you don't feel like you're growing, it's really not a good feeling. I mean, we always all want to be growing all the time. You know, I don't think there's ever really a point for any musician where they say, all right, you know, I'm where I wanted to be and I'm done, you know, yeah. And I can just play at this level forever. You know, we always are looking for new things and ways to grow. And, you know, being with this group of musicians is so great, I think, for all of us, because it gives us an inspiration and a reason and a way to get better. You know, we challenge each other all the time.
Yeah. You know, speaking of challenging each other, Mike, how does that, I mean, you're on the drums, which is very different from what's happened with vocals, even with the bass guitar, even with the keyboards. How do you keep yourself challenged and yet you're making sure that you're flowing with the rest of the band and not against them?
How can I not? I mean, well, basically, I think of it like, another drummer used to think of working with the Yellow Jackets, a drummer named Ricky Lawson. He said, you know, these guys are just amazing. They're all over the place and it's all beautiful. And it's my job to make it make sense. It's my job to find what fits with this, what's common with that, and how to bring it out and make it flow.
And you know what? That's such a powerful statement to see how to make it fit. Because so often when you're really paying attention to a drummer, a lot of times that drummer can kind of signal when the band is getting ready to make a change and kind of tells you where what direction they're getting ready to take with the song. And I'm wondering, is that something that's innate? Does it take a lot of thought? Does it take a lot of skill development to learn how to do that?
It really does. It really does. It takes a lot of listening. And, you know, not just to, you know, what you're doing, but to what everybody else is doing, you know, because you're all part of, you know, this one cosmic pie. Yeah. You know, it's the beauty of music.
Awesome. Well, we are going to go to break and we're going to come right back. Let me let you hear this band on one of the CDs that they're going to be having out fairly soon. We're going to hear some more about that particular CD, some of the other works that they're doing. Mike mentioned some work that they're doing in the studio. We're going to hear about some of that when we come back, so y'all stay with us. We'll be right back.
To go out fishing in a river or a creek, but I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek.